Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, good afternoon, good day, or good morning. Whenever you listen to us, you're more than welcome. I'm Mike Davis. I'm your host for the next 2 hours right here in Mike Spirit FM. If you're listening to us in Blog Talk Radio, you can call. You can call wherever you listen to us. In fact, you can call in to the show today by dialing 760-283-4611. Or if you are outside of the USA, dial 001-760-283-4611. And if you are listening to Blog Talk Radio, up the top of the show page, and you will see a Skype button. Press that Skype button. It's free to call into the show, never mind where to in the world you are. But if you are listening to us in the Mike Spirit FM website, then you're welcome. And again, if you click the Mike Spirit FM logo, it will take you straight to the show page within Blog Talk Radio, where you will be able to find that Skype button. You could be listening to us on Spreaker, you could be listening to us on GHTR, or you could be listening to us on a podcast show later on in the day, or even on our terrestrial sister stations. So never mind which way you listen to us, you're welcome. As I said, I'm Mike Davis, your host, and I've got a wonderful guest lined up here for you today. This guest is no stranger to Mike Spirit FM. He's an asset to Mike Spirit FM, because I know that he really enjoys coming on. I'm saying now, and I'm thinking, am I right? I'm sure I am. Remembering I'm psychic, so I should know. This is a good friend of mine. It's Rocky Krogfoss. Hiya, Rocky. Are you there with us?
I am, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here again. I really enjoy coming on with you and sharing with all your listeners.
Well, thank you very much, Rocky. And you know, I want to thank you as well for coming on at such short notice, because it was a short notice. I had a message yesterday saying that the book guest was going to be unavailable to me. And I seen that in Skype. And right underneath your name and your screen, which meant he was online. So I looked and I was like, beneath my eyes, there's Rocky. There was my other guest who just wasn't able to make tonight. And there's Rocky. So I messaged Rocky. Hi, Rocky, you free? And of course, you know, you took the opportunity, and I want to thank you personally for doing just that. So thank you, Rocky, for coming on such a short notice here.
No, it's my pleasure. You know, as I told you, here in Vancouver, we have really, really good weather. My doctor would say to me, Rocky, you've had a couple hours of sun already. Get out of the sun for an hour or two.
Well, you know, Rocky, I would say get out of the sun for an hour or two and get on Mike Spirit FM.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody call in.
There is some sunshine right here on Mike Spirit FM, as always, you know, because people can call in and speak to us, whether it be for a reading, whether it be for some advice. And I know, Rocky, of your work, I'm no stranger to your work. And I know that, you know, that you say that you're not a medium, you don't connect to any spirit or people that's passed on. But your work as a shamanic healer, isn't it?
I wouldn't call it a shamanic healer. I would just say that the term I use is I'm a quantum DNA energy healer. I'm a life coach and intuitive counselor, but I do intuitive work. But I'm not a medium, and I'm not a psychic. And my work is more to do with identifying belief systems that are causing people to create challenges in their lives. And so it's more an energetic aspect of the body, the cellular body, with regards to challenges they're creating in their life. As you know, Mike, we've talked about this before. Everybody has belief systems in them that are based in fear, and those belief systems are responsible for creating the challenges that they have in their life. And you know, as we've done before on these shows, we try to explain this to people, and in relation to or I should say in conjunction with doing the spirit readings, it's like a double whammy for these people calling in today and listening. It's an opportunity to get two perspectives on how to move forward in their life.
Most definitely, you know, and with my ability to connect to the spirit world and your ability to find out what's blocking them as in such, because I know that the work that you do, you know, you may not say it's intuitive, but to me, you know, it's very inspirational. You're helping people, you're guiding people through life, and to me, you know, that's inspirational in itself, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, that's my title, inspirational speaker and healer. So that's what I'm here to do. That's my calling. Wouldn't it be fun to be a psychic? But that's not my work in this lifetime, anyways.
Well, Rocky, do you want to tell us how people can get hold of you? Because I know that, you know, as soon as we start the show, it's going to go on and on and on. You know, which is going to be perfect. You know, it really is. As I said, there's always sunshine in the studio of Mike Spirit FM. But Rocky, how can people get a hold of you, and why would they get a hold of you?
Okay. First of all, for those listening, please grab a pen. While you're grabbing a pen, I'll just say the reason why you would want to get a hold of me is because I do something called distance healing. And what I do is I will help you heal any kind of condition that you have, whether it's pain-related condition or stress-related condition, depression, anxiety, that kind of thing. And I can do it over Skype or over the phone. And that might be hard for some people to understand, but it's just as effective as if you were sitting in my office right here in Vancouver. And so the best way to get a hold of me is through my Facebook account, which is Empower Me to Be Free. That's Empower Me with the number two, Be Free. Empower Me to Be Free. And also, if you want to email me direct, it's a very simple email address. It's stressfreeme99@gmail.com. That's stressfreeme99@gmail.com. And anybody who wants to do a consultation with me after the show or anytime you want, feel free to contact me and I'll do a consultation, a free consultation with you over Skype or any which way you want. And I'll be glad to share more with you on how I can help you make real changes in your life. Whereas, as you know, Mike, the medical system has its limitations. And not that anybody should discount the medical system, but there are ways to perform healings on the cellular body and energy level that the medical system simply is unaware of or unwilling to even look at these days.
Yeah. So people will get a hold of you if they're stressed, even like feeling down or
definitely.
From previous shows, you know, that people have called in and they said that, you know, they feel as if they go one way but they're being pulled another way. Now, you can help with that also, Rocky, can't you?
Any kind of emotional imbalance. If you're feeling lost, you're feeling stuck, you're feeling stressed, you have challenges making decisions about your future and everything, that's where you come in as well. But any kind of emotional imbalance or any kind of physical pain, doesn't matter what it is, migraine headaches, I've healed dozens and dozens and dozens of them. Any kind of joint pain, muscle pain, neck pain, back pain, any kind of pain in the body, I virtually guarantee you I can help you let that go, not only temporarily, but forever.
Yeah, which is absolutely perfect, really, isn't it? You know, to allow people to have that to be gone forever. Perfect.
Well, it helps them balance their life so that they can move forward with their dreams. You know, when you're caught up in pain and suffering, it puts you on hold, and that's a really uncomfortable feeling. And that's not what we're here to do. We're all here to succeed and to be vibrant and to be alive and to celebrate life, not to survive life.
Yeah. Okay, so go to your Facebook page and they can inbox you a message. Is that the service that you offer there, Rocky?
Yes, they can get a hold of me there anytime. They can friend me or whatever. They can like my page, get a hold of me. I will get back to you today sometime, and let's have a communication. Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. So I know that that you do lots of work for lots of different people. So that's perfect, isn't it? Well, Rocky, before we take some callers, I want to play a little piece of music. Okay, now I will say all the music tonight has been chosen by my lovely children. Okay, because they're still here with me. So if anybody hears in the background, they're allowed ah or a ah or even a ow or even a dad. Okay. So let me just press this button and enjoy.
About forever, I say they don't know what they talking about. This love is only getting stronger, so I don't wanna wait any longer. I just wanna tell the world that you're mine, girl. Oh, they don't know about the things.
Well, Rocky, what did you think of that one?
I think your kid should be hired. That was beautiful.
I think it's amazing.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Well, this week...
I was bebopping along to it.
Well, I was a little there. I got to be honest, but so I've heard all day long, Rocky, and it's not good after all day long. I could probably sing it to you. But never mind. Never mind. It's all good. Okay, so, Rocky, are you happy to go to the phone lines there with me?
Absolutely. Let them call in and let's fill the lines.
Okay, because I know we've got quite a lot of callers in. So let's bring on our first caller, which is Nicole. Hi there, Nicole. Are you there with us?
Yes, how are you?
Hi, Nicole. Can I ask you where you're calling from first?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for the Nicole?
I had a reunion with one of my exes, and we had a heart-to-heart, and I wanted to know where you saw this going in the long run.
Okay. Okay, well, my forte is to link to the spirit world, then, Nicole, okay, and bring through people that's passed away to the spirit world. So if you want, we can do that there for you, and obviously Rocky can come in there, and unless you want to start off with this one, Rocky.
I'm fine to start, my friend.
Okay, then let you start, and then I'll come in with the communication.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, Nicole, hi, this is Rocky.
Hi, Rocky.
Hi. As you know, I'm not a psychic, so I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions here. What I'm going to ask you to do, Nicole, is I'm going to ask you to tune into your heart and let go of everything that is in your mind right now. I know we're asking a lot in a short period of time here, but I'm going to ask you to simply focus on your heart. And I'm going to ask you, in terms of this relationship, can you tell me a bit more about what's happened in the relationship that's caused you to think it's reached this point where you seem to be indecisive?
I'd really rather not say on air. I just kind of wanted more like of a general, like intuitive, like answer. So,
we just kind of
been through like a lot. So,
okay. So, you know, let me just be straightforward then. What does your heart tell you?
Tells me that he's the love of my life.
Okay, and this is what you truly believe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Mike, do you want to cut in at this point?
Yeah, most definitely. And
okay.
So, Nicole, let me bring a communication through from the spirit world.
Thank you.
You want to see? Okay, because I know that I've got a lady that joins in here with us from the spirit world. And I know as this lady is making a communication here with us, that she makes me aware that I want to link it towards your mum's side of your family when she was here with us. I believe this is going to be your mum or your grandmum, but I'm going to work with her and find out more information about her first. I believe it makes me aware that when she passed on to the spirit world, that she certainly complained and suffered within her body. She certainly makes me aware that there's a hospital connection. So whether that this lady was in and out of the hospital or she passed in the hospital, I'm not sure yet, but I know that there's a connection there to do with the hospital with this lady when she passed on to the world of spirit there. Now, I do believe she's more like grandmother, because she makes me feel as if I'm a grandmother as she makes a connection. So does that make sense to you, Nicole?
Well, I was young when my grandparents passed away, so I'll ask like a family member later and see if it registers.
Okay, that's fine. Now, please ask, because you know it doesn't matter how far they go back. The main thing is that you know the information that they come through is correct with you. Okay, but let me just ask your grandmother of the question that you have to do with this ex of yours. Now I'm being told to say there that there's been. So it's either you or he has been trying to make contact for a little while. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, and he came back about a week ago.
Okay. Please don't tell me too much now, because it's my job to work with.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'll just tell you what she says. But I know that it's been a long time waiting. So I know that either yourself or himself has been either sending messages or whatever, trying to make contact for quite some time. Now, I want to say to you that at the moment within your life, you feel a little confused about what to do. How do I address this with the current situation in your life? Do you understand of that?
Yes.
And that's where the confusion is then, Nicole, isn't it? Because there's in your life, there's things that you know, it would cause a whole heap of trouble if we kind of went with it. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And I know I need to say that you know, instead of worrying about what ifs and what's all the rest of it there, you need to start thinking of yourself, because I know that you're a very caring, sensitive kind of a person, Nicole. You try and give your to everyone, and you expect very little back in return. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm being told from your grandma that it's time that you started putting yourself in the position of where, you, not to be selfish, but to start thinking of yourself a little more. So if that's the area you feel more drawn to, then you go there, okay? Know that your grandmother is behind you, okay, every step of the way. Now, would I be right in saying that the reason why he is an ex is because it was a long time ago that you was partners before, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that, like, it was just like a lack of communication was the problem. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
See, and it's like we've grown up now.
Yeah.
I know that's exactly what I'm being told. We've grown up now, so it's a little bit different, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I think your grandmother is kind of willing you to do what you feel is right. And if that's what feels right there to you, then just go with that, okay? Does that help
you? Okay. It does. Thank you so much.
That's okay. I don't know, Rocky, if you want to add a little bit more on to that.
No, I think that what I'm getting very strongly here is that you're on a path. You've already made the decision. You just want some confirmation. And sometimes things need to play out as they are in order for you to move ahead in life. So this is what you're doing right now. This is you're going to move ahead with this and see how it plays out.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
You too.
Remember, you can always download a copy of this reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling. Okay, let's move on to our next caller. I want to pick this one because I know that I've screened some callers and I will get to you, but I've got somebody here I know that's from the UK because I recognize the number, and it's actually, I know it's a Newport number, starting with 01633. Hi there. Can I take your name, please?
Yeah, it's Rachel.
It's what, sorry?
Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. And is it from Newport that you are?
No, Cwmbran.
Cwmbran. Okay, well, it's just next door, isn't it, Rachel? It really is.
Yeah.
See, and I know that, see, because I'm from Wales as well, from wonderful Caerphilly. I know that we've been having some wonderful weather. Rachel, what was the reason that you called in for?
Just a reading, really.
Just a reading. Okay, that's fine. Well, as you know, I've got Rocky with me, and Rocky's a wonderful man and has, does some wonderful work with his healing and being able to shift some patterns within your life. So we'll bring Rocky in just a minute, but I'm going to build a connection here with Rachel, hopefully from somebody there from the spirit world that will come through and give you evidence that there's life beyond this life here. And as I'm doing so, I know that I've got a gentleman that comes through that I believe that would link towards your dad's side of your family of when he was here with us. I know that the gentleman makes me aware that he was a very strong man in his character-wise, very much the kind of man that if he had something to do, he would do it no matter what, okay? He would always do what was right by himself, okay? He says to me, I wasn't selfish, I'd consider other people, but he would do what was right for himself. He does make me aware to see, too, that he would have lost a little bit of weight before he passed home to the spirit world there. I know as well that he makes me aware, see, his chest is very difficult of his breathing, very much. I want to say that would have passed with a heart condition there, Rachel. Do you understand of who this man is?
No, not really, but I don't really know that many people on my dad's side of the family.
Okay. So did you know anything about your dad's side of the family?
Yes.
Okay, and would you understand, Rachel, that your dad's family, if we go back a generation, they're quite of a large family with your dad, is that right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, then you do find out about him, okay, because he's the one that's my communicator and he's the one I have to work with. And I am being told that you are in a place at the moment that you feel a little lost in your life. Is that right?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that where you feel a little lost, that you feel a little bit confused of the things that's going on as well in your life? Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And I know, see, that as your granddad comes through, that he tells me that, you know, that it's always been the same in your life. You feel as if your life goes up and down all of the time. we feel as if like there's a pattern that you know, every time you seem to get up on a high, somebody comes along and wipes the feet from underneath you. Do you understand of that?
Yes, definitely.
And this is what's affecting you in the way that you are. And he tells me, okay, that even though that you understand the spirit worlds, I know that you know about the spirit worlds, you understand how they're working with me, I'm being told that no matter what, that they will always guide you and always will be by your side. You're never alone there, Rachel. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I want to bring Rocky in there because I know Rocky can help you in so many ways. So, Rocky, can I leave this now there with you?
Sure, absolutely. Following along the lines of what Mike brought to you, my dear, the word empowerment is coming to mind. And what I want to share with you is there are a number of reasons why not only you, but many, many, many people on this planet are feeling the way you are these days, because there is a energetic shift happening on this planet right now, which is, I'll use the word, demanding of you that you clean up the de-empowering thoughts and feelings that you have of yourself. And you could say that you know, the time has come to clean out your closet from the past. And we can be in denial of it, or we can actually be positive and move forward with it and recognize that there are certain things that we've done in our lives through no fault of your own. It all goes all back. It usually goes back to the inner child, the little girl inside you. And so I'll simply ask you, what sort of things happen in your life these days that cause you to feel down or feel lost?
I think it's just family problems and a lot of just mainly stress, really, and just I worry a lot.
So you got family problems, you said?
Yes.
Okay, is that your own children, or is that your extended family?
My extended family.
Okay, now let me share with you a little bit of my journey. Maybe this can help you a bit. On my journey, I had a very volatile childhood, and as a result, called a dysfunctional family situation as well. And the work that I do now is very much not in alignment with the entire family's thinking, and I had to make some choices, and I had to make some choices that empowered me. And the choices that I made was not to buy into their judgments and their expectations of me anymore. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to work with you just for a minute here on the expectations and how women generally de-empower themselves by buying into an illusion that somehow or other you have to do certain things because it's family. And it's actually completely and totally not true, but we all do it because there's an expectation, and you're afraid if you don't do these things that somehow or other you're going to be ostracized, and that's going to be the worst thing. What I will say to you is that the pain and suffering that you feel now is far worse than any detachment feelings you may have by simply setting yourself free. And what I mean by that is that one of the things that I teach, particularly women, but men too, is if something comes into your life, just visualize this. I call them energy vampires. And family are the number one thing on the list for energy vampires, because we feel obligated that we have to give our energy away to family members who suck the life out of us. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to say. I would like you to get a hold of me after the show, and I'm going to teach you something called block and walk. Now, it sounds goofy, but it's a very simple process that slowly but surely allows you to become aware of where you're giving your power away as a divine feminine, and you're not receiving love back. And the first step is to give yourself permission to say, God, I deserve to receive love now. And the second rule is that those that are here to steal my power, you block them by putting your hand out and sort of standing from the side of your body, you push outwards. And what you're doing when you do that is you're actually loving yourself, because you're blocking those energies coming at you that want to try and suck that energy out of you. And this is not just some kind of joke. This is an energetic fact. And I would ask you to try it, and you'll see how much better your body feels immediately when you do that. I do this with many, many women. They all do it, and it changes their life. It's such a simple little technique, but it changes your life when you honor the divine goddess in you. And the divine goddess is only worthy of love. You are only worthy of love. If you can just begin to say that to yourself and start to live it one step at a time, your life will change and it will get better really quick. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, thank you.
All right, I'll leave that with you. And if you want to talk some more, get a hold of me after the show.
Okay, thank you.
You're very, very welcome.
Thank you, Rocky, and thank you, Rachel, for calling in. Remember, you can get a hold of Rocky via Rocky's Facebook page, which is Empower Me to Be Free, which is in our chat room. It's Empower Me to Be Free. Rocky, can you just finish off that last little bit there for me?
What were you referring to, Mike?
Your Facebook page.
Empower Me to Be Free with the number 2. If you get a hold of me on Facebook, I will get a hold of you right away, and we'll arrange a time to do a free consultation, and I can help you move further, and I can give you some information and perhaps some direction as to where you can go to move further in your life to free yourself from these feelings that you're having.
Okay, thank you.
Perfect.
You're welcome.
Crystal, you can always download a copy of that reading as well in the archives of Mike Spurrett FM. Right after the show is finished, I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines, and we have Gillian here. Hi, Gillian. Are you there with us?
Yes, I am here.
Hi, Gillian. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
New York.
New York. Wonderful. You know, and it's always a joy, you know, to know how far that you know, Mike Spurrett FM actually spreads. Gillian, can I ask you a question there? Before we go any further, and it's nothing about what your reading is going to be about. How far are you away from New Hampshire?
I have no idea.
Idea.
The reason I don't know.
Within 4 weeks' time, 4 weeks tomorrow, actually, I'm flying to New Hampshire in the USA. And I'm going to be doing a tour around that area. And to find out all the information where I'm going to be, simply just send an email to Mike Davies, USA, number2@AOL.com. And the hostess of that, which is June, will get back to you as soon as she possibly can with all the tour dates of where I'm going to be and how you obtain tickets to come and see me live. Isn't that a wonderful treat, Dave?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
So, you know, send that email. Mike Davies, USA, Mike Davies, USA, number2@AOL.com, and June will get back to you as soon as she possibly can. I know that she's sitting there rigorously waiting for these emails to come in there. So send that email and find out where I'm going to be. But, Gillian, where to? See, I've lost my mind. It's all gone. It's gone blank. What was the reason that you called in for?
Well, two things. So I don't know if you want to start off with Rocky or with you first, so maybe Rocky can answer one and then you can answer the other. Maybe I'll start with you. So
okay.
I wanted to make a trip to California to go check it out, and I found a travel buddy online, and we started making plans about how we're going to, you know, do like a road trip around California to different cities. And then it kind of just fell apart. You know, it didn't happen. And I was like, oh, it would have been perfect. You know, someone who lives there and they can show me around. So I still have that in my mind to do. And I wanted to see if it's going to happen where I find someone, because I can't drive and I want, you know, it would be nice to have someone who can drive me around and, you know, I pay for gas and whatever.
Well, last time I was in the USA, Julian, I done all the driving. And being in the UK, from the UK, we drive on the right-hand side of the road. And when I went to the US, on the left-hand side. And believe you me, I was okay. I was fine, except when I had to turn. You know, one thing that gets me about America, maybe you can answer me this question, how comes you can turn right at most junctions on a red light, and that's not illegal?
Well, it's like that in some cities, but some cities it's not. Like New York City, I don't think you can do that because it's so much traffic. It depends on where you are. If you're somewhere where it's, not so much traffic, you can do it.
These lights. And I wanted to turn right. I had my indicators going to turn right. And I was just sat there listening to music, minding my own business. And there was cars behind me beeping. And when I said to her, when somebody that I met over there that was local, they said, no, I'm not surprised they were beeping at you because you could go on a red light. I was like, how can you drive right on a red light? But apparently that's the law. You can do that. That's strange, isn't it?
Yeah, in some cities, yeah. But not New York City because it told me too much traffic here. But yeah, in some cities you can.
So really, I think I need to ask that question. Can somebody chauffeur me around when I arrive there in 4 weeks? Because I get lost. Okay, let me make a call to the spirit world, you, Julian. Julian, and I'll see if I can. I'll do my very best here for you. Okay. Now, okay. See, as I'm talking away, there is a lady here that makes me aware that she's with you. And as I'm aware of this lady, I believe she would have been quite a nicely built lady in the build of her body. She makes me feel like cancer, okay? So I know that she would have passed home to the spirit world with like a cancerous kind of a condition when she left. She talks to me that it was quite quick in the end, okay? Now, what she means by in the end, I'm not sure. Okay, now I am sure because she tells me. She says to me that the condition wasn't picked up early in the early stages, only towards like the latter part of the stages. That's when the cancer was picked up with her. So that's why she tells me it was quite quick towards the end. I know that she makes you aware that she's a very much of a loving lady, a lady that I want to, just want to go by her, and she would wrap her arms straight around me, so which tells me that she was a very loving lady, very much down to earth. And also, see, because she puts her arms around me, that would tell me that it's either a mother's love or a grandmother's love because of this close bond that she wants to bring forward there from the spirit world there to you. So do you understand of this lady?
Maybe. It's not one I knew, but my father's aunt, I believe that's who she is.
Okay. And she would have passed with that cancer kind of a condition, is that right?
Yeah, I think she had some kind of cancer, yeah.
Okay, bless her heart, because I know that... See, if she's your father's cousin, you said your father's cousin. See, you didn't...
Aunt.
Aunt, sorry.
She raised my father.
Ah, see, so she, if she raised your father, then she would be like a mum to him, which be like a granny to you. See, and that's why she would come in on our vibration, okay? Which is fine, because she's with us at the moment, and she wants me to say that you about this, these things that you're talking about that you would like somebody to show for you. And you want to go places, you want to explore. Because she tells me that there's many things in life that you would like to achieve. There's many things that you have achieved, in fact, in your life there, Julian, because I know that you're a very strong person in your character-wise. Do you understand that you're very strong in your mind? You know of what you want. You'll do what you're meant to do. Does that make sense there to you?
Yeah, mostly. Yeah.
Yeah, and she says to me that no matter what, that you'll always achieve what you set out to achieve in your life there, okay? So I know that she comes forward from the spirit world to be around you at the moment, and she just talks to me about that, set your mind to it, and it will come, because I know that you, see, it's like, once you put the attention out there, it'll come back to you, and I believe that's what I want to put there in front of you. You've already said to the spirit world, or to wherever you pursue your God to be, come on, let somebody come in, because I need to be somewhere. Does that make sense there to you?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know that they've heard that and they're quoting that back to me, and I know that someone will come into your life that I believe you already know, that it'll be like you can help them and they can help you, okay? It's going to be that kind of a deal of where you help them and they'll help you, okay? And I believe that you will get to where you need to be. Now, would I be right in saying somewhere like that where you would be on a beach of some kind? You want to go and visit somewhere where there would be like a coastline, is that right?
Well, yeah, I wanted to go check out the, some different cities in California, and I guess the beach will probably be a part of it. I don't have anywhere specific. I just wanted to go and check out the, different cities, because I've never been, so I just wanted to go check it out.
Okay, so that's perfect. See, because I know it's, I want to go to somewhere like a coastline, okay, which is perfect. Okay, Rocky, do you want to come in there?
Sure. I'm getting a couple of things here. Certainly, one is empowerment. What I want to focus on is I want to focus on the part of you that is having disappointment right now. Can I go there with you?
Okay, sure.
Okay. So this disappointment energy seems to be blocking you from, I'll use the term, manifesting what you want. And as Mike pointed out, you're a really good manifester. So let's focus on the disappointment. Have you known some disappointments in your life, some large ones?
Yeah, things have happened, yeah.
Okay. And what I want to focus on is there's well, we'll call it like a small part of you that has an energy that is disappointed, sad. I can't quite figure out the right term here, but that's blocking you from manifesting this kind of person that you want right now. There's some kind of guarded energy that you're putting out that is blocking you from manifesting this perfect travel partner. So what I would like to suggest to you is that you focus on this and you find out, you know, where it's coming from in your heart, not in your mind, but in your heart. I do meditations and simply put out to the universe that the kind of person that you're looking for. And when that feeling comes up that says, you know, I'm going to be disappointed again, or whatever that feeling is, simply take your hand and simply wipe it away with love for yourself. Does that make sense to you? Now, when you do that, you actually set up the parameters for you manifesting your dreams. It's really important to then focus on a vision of what you want, you know, a person that can drive you around and have a lot of fun, a great new friend. You know, call on the universe to help you with this as well. I mean, that's what your angels are here to do. Everyone has guardian angels. We call them spirit guides. Call on them to help you do this, because this is a big dream for you, and this is something that is coming from your heart already. And call on them to do their job. I mean, you're paying them double time for your whole life anyways. You may as well get your money's worth. And call on them to help you locate this person from a place of your belief that you can have this. And whenever you feel that it's being blocked, go in with your hand and just wipe it clean in a nice gentle motion and let it go. And you will continue to send out a message that will be met. That's how the law of attraction works. When you really, really want something from your heart, you will create it, and the ideal travel partner will come to you. Maybe it might be a process to do it, you know, maybe Craigslist or something like that. I don't know. But I'm feeling also that you're a very, very good and kind person, and that this will happen absolutely. Whatever blockages are in the way right now to deal with the disappointment, give yourself permission to gently remove those from your body so that your message is clear when it's going out. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes, it does.
Okay. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yes, but what I really wanted to ask you was, I have allergies. And
yes.
I'm wondering why it's been so many years with this. And
okay, what specific allergies are you talking about?
Seasonal.
Oh, seasonal. Okay. I would probably have to work with you on an individual basis after the show for that, because that would take some in-depth work. Definitely when the body rejects, when the body is rejecting something, there's an absence of love. It always comes down to an absence of loving self at some level, maybe very deep in your subconscious, going all the way back to your childhood. There's an absence of love, and so we would need to identify that so that you can free yourself from this condition. Now, all conditions are created by the conscious mind, or the brain, if you want to call it that. And what we want to do is we want to go past that, and we want to go down into the heart, and we want to find out where it's really coming from, and where is this program coming from that is causing this to keep going over and over and over again. Oh, and I also want to say to you, do you have any really good homeopaths or naturopaths in your area?
Oh, I'm sure there are many. I can find one.
Yeah. Have you ever been to one?
I don't think so.
I've
tried many, many things.
Yeah. You know, I would say to you that I have sent friends to a particular guy here in Vancouver, and their allergies are always cleaned up, despite what others would say, others who are trying to help. There are people out there that can do toxic cleanses, for example, in the body that will eliminate the body's need to reject in that way. So that is something that I would do in conjunction with this. But I do get a sense that there is some information in your body that does need some clearing that will help you free yourself from a number of conditions.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you're up for it, give me a call afterwards or contact me on Facebook, and I will gladly follow up on that.
Okay. I'll contact you on Facebook.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Gillian, for calling, and thank you, Rocky, there for that lovely bit of advice there. So, Gillian, remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines, and let's bring on Francine. Hi, Francine, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Francine. Can I ask you where you're calling from there, please?
Colorado.
Colorado, wonderful. And are you been having wonderful weather in Colorado?
You know what? It has been nice now. Yeah, we have.
Okay, well, it seems to be the pattern at the moment, because in the UK we're having some wonderful weather, in Canada where Rocky is, he's been having some wonderful weather. So, you know, hopefully, fingers crossed, a nice summer's on the way. You never know.
I sure hope so.
Okay, what was the reason, Francine, that you called in for?
Well, a reading. You know, I would like, right now, I'm a contract nurse, and I'm in the process of selling the house. But going forward, what I'd like to do is, you know, open my own business, cosmetic business that I have, or get it going. It's open, but I haven't really done much with it because I've been working quite a bit with it. So I guess, you know, I'd like to see when my house is going to close and, you know, if I'm get a good profit to help me, you know, fuel that vision that I want for my business.
Okay. Okay. Let me get on with linking to spirit for you, okay, because you've given me a lot of information there, which, you know, it's not the way forward, but it's okay, because I'll allow the spirit world to use me as a channel and to give me information just to pass on to you there, okay? So let me just get my contact for 1 second there, because I know that, okay, so I know that they're right by the side of me and I have to work with them. And first of all, there's a gentleman that comes in that I believe that will connect. Again, he is to your dad's side of your family, I believe, because he comes to my dad's side. And I believe that this gentleman is a very pushy man in his character as of when he was here with us. I know that he would have always been the kind of man, if he had something to say, out he would come, please, or offend of when he was here with us. I certainly am aware with him that he always liked to look his best. If he ever went anywhere, he'd like to look his best, because I know that he comes here and he puts a jacket on at the moment, which tells me that he would like to look his best. Do you understand what a gentleman there in the spirit world, in your dad's side, it was like this there for me?
Not on my dad, but on my mom's. You know, that's that. I too don't know much about my dad's side, but my grandfather was like that. He was a very nice man on my mom's side,
okay.
And he passed.
Okay, Francine, let me work with him, okay? Because if I've got the wrong, that I'm quite happy with that, okay? Because sometimes it's coming the other side, what's meant to be, but that's fine, okay? So if I should choose, he was quite a slight man in his build of when he was with us, would that fit with the grandfather up on your mum's side then?
Was he a, what? I'm sorry, build?
Quite slim of his build.
Toward his later years, yes, before he was passing. But for most of his life, he was pretty thick, pretty heavy.
Okay, that's fine. See, because he shows himself to me as quite slight, okay, quite slim of his build. So if that's the way he was towards the end of his life, that's fine. Now, would I be right in saying to you that he was very opinionative of when he was here with us? He liked to put his opinion up on things when he was here with us?
Do you know, I know you're from the UK, but you know that stereotype, kind of like the Godfather kind of mentality, were very kind of firm, you don't speak until spoken to kind of thing. I mean, people are very hesitant. You know, he could say whatever he want, but you couldn't.
That's it. That's exactly the way he comes through, okay? That, you know, he would always put his opinion on things and, you know, you listen to me, do as I tell you, don't do as I say,
mm-hmm,
that kind of,
right.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, well, if I've got him on the wrong side, then that's my fault, not his. So it's your granddad that comes through at the moment, okay? And, you know, he hasn't changed one little bit, and you know, they come through as they was in this life. And I believe for some reason that he wants me to be, not pushy to you, I would never be pushy to anyone, but he wants me to be a little bit more pushy there to you and say to you that you can be sometimes your own worst enemy there, Francine. Do you understand of that, that you can be your own worst enemy sometimes?
No.
Okay, let's talk about this business that you've kind of set up and not really done much with it. You can be your own worst enemy there, can't you? Because he says to me that you've put all the hard work into it. It's there, but now it's like, that's the kind of feeling I have with it. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, because it's a financial aspect. Like, I have these channels of, you know, like money trickling in, but then I'm waiting for like the lump sum from the sale of the house, and then, you know what I mean, his inheritance actually is another issue, you know, when grandma passes here soon, and so, you know, it's kind of like what's going to happen first, you know?
Yeah, okay. Well, I know that he makes a way to say to you that, you know, I'm not going to say that the money will come in within the next 2 months or whatever. Not, you know, that's not what I'll do. I won't predict things because I don't believe I can. But what he tells me is when the time is right, you will put everything that you have into it, okay? I believe it's going to be sooner than what you think. So whether that means that the sale of the house will go through quicker, I'm not sure, but it will come sooner than you sooner than you think. Gosh, I'm getting all tongue-twisted here. So I know that when it happens, it's going to come and it's going to come crashing up on you really fast and quick, okay? And I want to say that you, it's almost as if I want to say to you, hold on to your hat, because when this gentleman would have interfered in this life, then you know, he would make mountains move, and that's what I need to put in front of you. Mountains will move there for you, and I do believe it's going to be successful in some way, because I feel excited, I feel all energetic about this. And would I be right in saying that that's how you feel, very much energetic about this new venture that you have in your life, is that right?
I absolutely have no doubt it's going to take off. It's just, you know, getting off the ground. And my biggest thing also is, you know, what I'm not, well, I just don't know if it's going to be difficult when we have to sort out his inheritance. And because his son has really pulled, you know, misappropriation of funds with the whole family, that's what I'm not looking forward to. And I feel it's going to take energy for that, but I could be just, you know, that's what I'm not sure. Is it really going to be that difficult? Is it not? Because it just seems so exhausting, and I don't know.
Okay. Well, you know, I can sympathize with it. I really can, you know, and it must be a very hard labor task to go through what you're going through, knowing it's there, but, you know, the financial side of things are not at the moment. But I know I want to say that you know, when it happens, and I believe it's going to be sooner than what you think, you know, it's going to, like, kind of, like, take over. Because remembering, you know, it's not just about the financial things. You have the backing, if you like, of the spirit world behind you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
See, I know that there's a lady that's joined in here as well, and she just makes me sit up straight in my chair here, and I believe that this is something that you've always told, you know, I want to say this is how she would have spoke to you. Come on, girl, sit up straight in your chair, and, you know, put your shoulders back, because I feel that's the way she talks to me here. I know that she was a very much the kind of lady that would have always liked to put herself out in front. You know, you have to be quite neat and tidy around her, because she didn't like mess, she didn't like disorganize. Everything had to be all in order with her. Do you understand of who she is?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, well, please think on it, okay? You can always listen back to the reading, okay? Because she wants my shoulder straight. And, you know, I believe that she comes through on a very loving kind of a vibration. So I know that she'll be connected to your family there in some way, okay? Now, she makes me aware that of a stroke-like condition, this is how she passed, because I know that the one side of my body goes numb as I'm speaking to her at the moment. So I know it's a stroke-like condition she would have passed with. But I know that she, as I said, shoulders back straight, and I feel it's like a very uniformed kind of a way, and I believe that this is what I want to put in front of you. Come on, girl, onwards and upwards. They are behind you 100% the way, and you will achieve what you set out to achieve, okay? Rocky, do you want to add anything in there?
Well, I just want to say that during this whole conversation, I had this visual of, you know, that old saying of pushing a string uphill. And while it may be counterintuitive to think this way with regards to the inheritance, a whole lot of letting go of trying to make things happen and trying to will things to happen will do your heart and your body a lot of good. In other words, just put out to the universe what you want and let them do their job. Now, that may not make a lot of sense to a lot of people, but sometimes the best results come from just letting go, and the term is let God and let go. And so I would say that in this case, I'm feeling like the string is being pushed uphill, and it's not an easy job. So I'll just leave that with you.
Well, Mike, with you having, him in my, I guess, energy field, what does he say about it? Does he feel it's going to be smooth?
Most definitely, you know, it's going to be successful, okay? It's going to be successful. And I would say to you, you know, as I said there to you, it's going to come sooner than what you think, so kind of like hold on to your hat, okay?
Because I don't mean the business aspect. I meant his inheritance that were... Is that what you're talking about, the inheritance of?
Most definitely, okay?
Oh, okay.
Hold on to your hat, because I know that the minute the one thing comes in, that the other thing's going to kind of take over, and it's going to be that quick, okay? So,
okay.
You know, I want to say to you, it'll just kind of like filter through, okay? Now, whether it be the inheritance money that will start the business going or the sale of the house, I don't know. But when it comes in, it's going to filter straight through and, you know, things will be going very fast there for you, okay, at a very fast pace there, okay? So remember what I'm saying there, Francine, hold on to your hat, because once it starts, there is no stopping. With the business, the inheritance, the sale of the house, everything was all going to start flowing quite nicely there for you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Mike, so much. It's so great to hear that. I mean, that's just a weight off, because I just thought it was going to be furious, not fast, just kind of one of those trickling, you know, like a water faucet, just drop, 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 drop. And it's,
you know,
like,
in the very beginning there to you, okay, that the, you know, you've put the wheels in motion, you've done what you have to do for yourself, okay, to get this thing off the ground. Now you have the backing of the spirit world, and you know, all I can say to you, Francine, is watch this space, because I know it's going to go absolutely perfect there for you from you know, as soon as it's, and I don't know how long, and please don't quote me, but as soon as it starts, as soon as the one thing starts, the other will come in, and then the other, and then the other, and that kind of thing, it's going to snowball, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And I love your guys' energy. Thank you so much, because, I mean, I even feel like I've got a little jolt, you know. And so thank you so much, because that really heightened me.
That's okay.
So thanks for sharing yourself with me.
No problem at all. Thank you for calling. And remember, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Max Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, Rocky, before we take the next call, I'm going to go to some music break here, another one by my children. So let's press this and, enjoy.
You have no game. Would you rather?
I'm hungry.
Young money.
Well, I know the kids are dancing away to that there, Rocky. I don't know about you.
Oh, that's beautiful music. I love that. I can just bebop to that all day long. Absolutely. It's wonderful.
Well, I don't know what happened in the very beginning, but that's all I can say. So, let's go back to the phone lines, Rocky, and let's bring in Paige. Hi, Paige, are you there with us? Hi, Paige. You're there with us.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear, Paige. Can we ask you where you're calling from?
I am in Texas.
Texas. Wonderful. And what was the reason that you're calling for there, Paige?
Oh, I am just trying to see if Spirit can connect with me to tell me any information about work. My husband got a job, and okay. He was only working there for a month, and then he got laid off because of...
Don't tell us anymore now, okay, because it's up to us to... work with and see what we can bring out of it. Is that okay with you?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Well, Paige, I'm going to start off here, okay, and then maybe Rocky can come in there, maybe give some advice on your husband and the current situation and about work and everything else. But let me just, first of all, bring my communicator in here, because I know I do have somebody that stands right by the side of me here that I believe it's like mum, certainly mum's side of the family, when this lady was here with us. I know that she wants me to start rubbing my legs, so I know that she would have suffered with her legs, particularly towards the end of her life there, because she wants me to sit down. She wants me to elevate my feet, so I know that she would rather lift her feet up towards the end of her life, whether it was she suffered with, like, swollen feet or whether it was, like, arthritis or something in her feet, I don't know. But I want to lift my feet up with this lady before she passes on to the spirit world there. I know as well that she comes through and she's quite a well-built lady before she passed home to the spirit world, because I know as I'm looking at her, she seems to be quite a nicely well-built lady. But, you know, I want to say that she would have lost maybe a little bit towards the end of her life there. Do you understand of her there, Paige?
Yes, I do.
And I know as she comes through that she wants me to say that she's been in your life for quite some time there. And she says to me that you feel, now I understand, you feel as if it's like, you're getting nowhere very fast there at the moment, Paige. Does that make sense?
Yes, you're spot on, yes.
Okay, and would I be right in saying to you that, you know, that you've turned to the spirit world, you've turned to the angels and everyone else, and you've been praying so hard to them, and you've been thinking to yourself, are you actually hearing me? Can anybody see me? Can anybody... Do you understand of that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, because she says, yes, we hear every word that you have to say, okay? And I want to say that to you, but... all in the due time, all within due time, you will get to where you need to be, all within due time there. I know.
I understand, yeah.
Perfect. I know as well that she talks to me here, Paige, about things that's going on within your life as well, particularly to do with your husband and this job situation here. Now, would I be right in saying to you that, you know, he's very disappointed, whether it's within himself, because I feel disappointment around my life at the minute. Do you understand of that?
Yes, that's correct.
And would I be right in saying to you that he kind of blames himself? I should have done this. I should have done this. I, I should have worked longer. I should have. Do you understand of that?
Yes, I understand of it.
Because I know that I'm being told to say that to you that, you know, it wasn't his fault. It was only meant to be a short term contract anyway. And he'd done everything he possibly could. So I don't know who's blaming him, whether that you're blaming him or he's blaming himself.
No, I'm not blaming him. He's blaming himself.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Because I know that I want to say we have to start taking the blame away from ourselves, okay? And concentrate on this new opportunity that's coming into his life. Because I do believe that there's new opportunities that's coming around your life at the moment. And we need to grasp the, what's the old saying, the bull with the horns, okay? Take the bull with the horns. Grasp this opportunity and do what's right there. Because I know that he's a very caring man, your husband.
Yes, he is.
All right. Yes, okay. And he will do his very best for those that's around him. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Now, I know that I want to say to you that no matter what, she will always be within your life no matter what, okay? Now, I know that you're becoming aware of the spirit world yourself in some way. Do you understand of that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, I know as well that I need to say that you, that no matter what, you have to start doing what you feel is right. Does that make sense to you, why I would say that to you at the moment?
Yes.
Because I know that you've got a lot of thoughts in your mind, and I'm not going to open this up on air. I really wouldn't do that.
Right, I understand.
Okay. And I know I need to say to you, no matter what, start thinking of yourself a little bit, okay? Start doing a little bit more for yourself. Because
I'm guilty of that.
Okay, because I know that you're the kind of person that will give your all.
Yes.
And back, okay? There's a feeling of like, what's my purpose anyway? Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I know I want to say that you, instead of, you know, there's obviously been tears that's been shed there with you, Paige. You've been feeling quite a lot of emotion of late. Is that right?
Yes, I have.
Okay, because I'm starting to feel this emotion. I'm starting to feel this depletedness. I feel, you know, do I have to? Do I have to go on?
Yes.
Do I have to be another day tomorrow? Okay, because I know I'm feeling that there with you. Okay, and I know I need to say that to you. You know, let's try and uplift the vibration now, because there's lots more there for you to look at. There's lots more there for you to do. And, you know, start doing a little bit more for yourself.
Okay.
Okay, Paige, does that help you a little bit?
Oh, yes, that makes all a lot of sense, yes. Thank you.
Okay, well, let me bring Rocky in there, if Rocky wants to add something in there. Rocky?
Sure. What was your name again, dear?
Paige.
Paige. Hi, Paige.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing very well, very well. So I'm getting a couple of things here. I'm getting that you must be very frustrated because of his self-sabotaging behavior.
Yes.
And you're probably feeling lost in what to do to help him.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, and so you probably are, I get a sense that you're out of sorts. You've been supporting him for a very long time, and you literally don't know what to do to support him anymore.
Right, that's correct.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to suggest. So just pay attention very closely here.
Yeah.
Mike was bang on that it is time for you to start taking care of yourself, because it's not healthy for you to keep trying to, I'll use the term, fix a man that needs to do some work, his own inner work. Does that make sense?
Correct. Yes, it makes sense.
Okay, so here's what you can do. You can let go of trying to fix him, but instead, encourage him to start taking a look at the things that he's doing that sabotage himself. And, you know, many, many, many men are highly judgmental of themselves. We are all trained to do that from the moment we're born. And that energy creates a sabotaging effect in our lives. And so you've probably known that he's sabotaged himself all his life. And
right.
He's very, very hard on, no matter, And every time he sabotages himself, he's even harder on himself. Would that be right?
Correct. Yes, you're right.
So that's the equivalent of taking a giant stone and putting another giant stone on top of the giant stone and crushing yourself even more and literally crushing the life out of you. What he needs to do is to understand that his thoughts and his feelings about himself are what are creating this life reality for himself, and to begin to let go of it and just be kind and gentle to himself. But especially for you, the time has come for you to recognize that your immense love and your immense compassion for him and for all people is a valuable gift, as long as you give it to yourself first, as long as you're taking care of your body and your spirit and your mind first. Otherwise, you're leaving yourself vulnerable to depression or disease.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what do you like to do to take care of you right now?
Oh, well, I need to start exercising and just start doing the things that I used to do that I stopped doing. You know, I like to do arts and crafts and get out more, so I need to start doing that.
Well, so there's an old saying in the spirit guide world is don't try to do it, just do it.
Do it.
I call it the Nike effect. Just do it.
Yes, I understand.
The reason why you don't do it is because of all this pressure you put on yourself to try and fix him. Do you understand that?
Right. Correct.
And so the time has come for you to free yourself. Oddly enough, when you do that, you'll be an inspiration for him to free himself too. That's the irony of it. That's the irony of this prison that we create for ourselves. So by all means, take some time to relax. Do some meditation. I believe you would be very good at it.
Yes, I do meditate, but I could do more.
Well, the most important thing to do is to learn how to let go of the self-judgment in your mind that somehow or other you were put on this planet to be of service to him or to everyone else. The truth is, you're in service to yourself first. And when you do that, when you build up the love power in your own body, you're able to go out then and help people in a much more proactive and efficient way.
Yes.
From a position of seeing where they're defeating themselves or creating limitation, and you can help them identify these things themselves so that they can heal themselves, because ultimately you can't heal anyone else. They have to choose to want to heal themselves.
Agree, yes. Mm-hmm.
So dear, please spend some quality time now, alone time, with yourself, and reconnect to spirit in your own way, and to your angels in your own way, and allow your body to begin to release all of these, I'll call it bags of stuff from your past, and reconnect to the truth of your creative self. I mean, that's what you're here to do.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so can I leave you with that?
Yes, awesome. Thank you both. That was awesome. I feel
Thank
better
you.
Already.
Thank you, dear.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you, Paige,
yep.
for calling, and I'm so happy that we're able to help. And, you know, always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I say thank you very much for calling in.
Okay, I will, and thank you. Have a good rest of your day or evening. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Paige. Bye now. Bye. Well, Rocky, isn't it wonderful that we're able to help people just like Paige and all the other callers this morning?
Absolutely, and when people give themselves permission to get out of their head and into their heart, there's so much clarity available to them. We, as you know, Mike, we are our own worst critics on this planet, and that is a common trait of both men and women. And when we give ourselves permission to let go of sabotaging ourselves, we certainly create an energy field that supports us to move on to have our dreams come true.
Most definitely. You know, it really is, and it thrills me, really, because, you know, I know that we can allow that to happen, but we just need to do that, you know, just let it go. Let go of the things that's holding us back, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So, Rocky, tell us again how people can get a hold of you.
The best way to get a hold of me is to contact me on Facebook. My Facebook page is called Empower Me Number 2 Be Free. Empower Me to Be Free. And also you can contact me by email at stressfreeme99@gmail.com. That's stressfreeme99@gmail.com. I will honor anyone's request for a free consultation, any listener to this show.
Okay, perfect. Well, you know, thank you for that, Rocky, because, you know, it's always nice to for the listener to have something back, you know, because, you know, you might think, you know, it's easy for me and you to come together to do a radio show. And yes, you know, we could do this every single day of the week. But, you know, isn't it nice to be able to give something back? It really is. So I thank you dearly, Rocky, for that, you know, for that free consultation for anybody from this show. So thank you very much.
To you and everyone listening, I'm grateful just for the opportunity to share my wisdom with people. Thank you.
Perfect. Okay, Rocky, shall we go back to the phone lines there for another caller?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's go to... we're going to need to go to the area codes now because I don't have time to screen any more of you. So let's go to area code 502. Hi, area code 502. Can I take your name, please?
Yes, Mary.
Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Kentucky.
Kentucky. Wonderful. And is the weather lovely there in Kentucky?
No, we are cloudy and rainy and blah.
Oh, not good. Not good. Well, you know, it's always sunshine in your Mike's Broad FM, no matter what. That's all I can say there to you, Mary. Can I ask you what the reason was that you called in for?
Yeah, I'm calling in about my daughter.
Okay.
She is a cancer.
She's what, sorry?
She is a cancer. She's giving me all kinds of trouble.
Right, okay. Sorry, I misread you then. It's, obviously, I'm from the UK, and sometimes the... by the time it gets interpreted down the UK end, we get it wrong. So she's giving you all sorts of trouble in your life. Okay, Mary, well, my forte is to link to the spirit world. And if I may, I'll do that for you and see what comes of that. So is that okay if I do that for you?
Sure.
Okay. Now, I know that I have someone here that's communicating here with me that I want to... Okay. Okay, instantly, see, I know that I'm aware, my stomach's giving me lots of trouble, okay? And I know whenever this happens, I know that I've got somebody here in the spirit world, and if you've heard me work, it's a cancerous kind of a condition. I'm not saying that this lady gave us trouble, but she suffered with a cancer before she passed on to the spirit world. I'm not saying it was in her stomach mind, but I know that she had this condition before she passed on. I know that I want to link her within your family, because she comes close there to me as if I'm within your family. I believe I want to say that she would have, you know, went downhill quite rapidly towards the end of her life, because she makes you aware that she went down to almost nothing. She lost lots of weight before she passes on to the spirit world there, Mary. Do you understand of a lady like this to me there in the spirit world?
I know a lady that had lost a lot of weight prior to passing, yes.
Okay, and as I said, she went almost down to nothing, because I know I'm looking at her and I know that she's lost lots of weight, and you could tell, and particularly within her face, because she keeps showing me her face, and her face when really slim, and you know, you could see every bone then, if you like, particularly within her facial features. Does that fit with the woman that you're thinking of? Perfect. Because I know that she comes through at the moment and she wants me to say that she's around your life. She understands what's going on, okay? And I know that she wants me to talk there to you about the things that's going on in your vibration. Okay, now let me say there to you that you feel as if you're pulled and pushed every way, shape, and form. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that to you, Mary, that you feel very much depleted within this condition at the moment? Is that right?
Yes.
Very much like as if I would say to you, you know, I've had enough. I can't take any more of that. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I know that's the area I want to go with. And if I said that to you that, you know, bringing all sorts of, I want to use the word trouble, bringing all sorts of trouble into your life. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I know that's what I'm being told, that you feel, you know, it's a very much of an uphill battle. And you are trying of your best. You are trying to do of your best, but you feel as if you're getting nowhere very fast, Amelia. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I don't know how old your daughter is, and please don't tell me, but would I be right in saying, like, latter teenage years, maybe early 20s, is that right?
Yes, 20s, uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. Because I know this is the age group I'm aware of. This is the age group I want to bring around you. And for some reason, I just want to say that to you, you know, it hasn't always been this way. It's like kind of from like the middle teenage years, you've kind of lost, and I don't mean this to count the wrong way, but you've kind of lost contact with who your daughter really is. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes.
Because I know I've been told from this lady that, you know, it's kind of like, I want to say rebelling in some way. Would you understand that she's rebelling from something that went on in her life a little while ago?
Yes.
Ah, right, okay, because I've been told she's rebelling. And, you know, it's just I'm not going to say it's a phase, because it's been going on for quite some time. It's been going on for quite many years now, okay? But I want to say that you sit it out, because you'll get there. And things will become a lot easier and smoother there for you on the pathway, okay? Just hang on in there, because I know that you are quite strong. Even though that you don't show that to lots of people, you are quite strong, and you will come through this the other side of it, okay? But you need to be strong in your own mind. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Perfect, okay. Rocky, do you want to add on to that as well there?
Yeah, hello, how are you?
I'm fine, Rocky. How are you?
Very good. So where I want to go with this is, can I ask you, are you the kind of person that gives a lot of advice as the mother?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay, the reason I'm going there is because I it might be uncomfortable, but we need to find out, you know, why it is that she's rebelling. And when we look at things from a completely authentic place, where we don't let our ego and our pain get in the way, we're able to find ways to break barriers that will bring you closer together. One of the things that I wanted to say to you, let me just connect to it again. The term that you use when you called in, as you said, she is a cancer to me. And I'm just going to work with that statement, because that's how I identify certain beliefs. And what I will say to you is that there's no such thing as a person being a cancer to anyone else unless we agree to it, unless we buy into it. And so I believe Mike was sort of leading on to the fact that maybe this is a good time to let your daughter find her way now in her life, and to let go, so that you're not engaged in a constant battle for her attention. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I know this is painful. I know this is painful, and I you're laughing, and that's good. I'm glad that you're laughing, because I know this is hitting home with you. What I will say is that, are you familiar with karma at all? Do you understand karma at all?
Yes.
Okay. What I will say to you is, karmically, what you're doing is you're both developing, through this battle, you're actually both developing an opportunity for both of you to be free of your karmic past. And by doing that, what's happening is you're learning how to let go of perhaps maybe being her mentor, so to speak, and trusting that she will find her own way. And by doing that, you're actually opening up a vortex, if you will, to have her come back to you in a place of pure love, rather than an egoic state of control or whatever. And so what I'm going to suggest to you is that this would be very, very good for you to slowly but surely, just let her go out of your life a little bit so that you can come back to balance and just send her love. That's a more powerful gift that you can give her right now. Send her love, send her forgiveness, and just send her that energy from your heart to her right now, and that will create the kind of situation whereby you will come together again in time as she figures out her own world. What she needs is she needs to figure out her own world. She needs to do it her way, because that's your karma with her. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yes. Well, God bless you, dear. God bless you, dear. And so what I want to say to you is this is a time for you to be really, really soft and kind and gentle to yourself, and be really aware of what you need from this. And what you need from this is the love. And the love is always there, but it's hidden by all this challenge that you have. The love is there. Find a way to attach to the love through meditation, through relaxation. Find a way to attach to the love and let the love create the miracle that you're praying for right now, which is a sacred union with your daughter once again. Do you understand that? She will never leave you. She will never leave you. It's difficult right now, but she needs to find her own way. And the best way to do that is to free her. There's that old saying, everyone's heard it before, if you set something free, it will come back. If it doesn't, it never was. So set her free. Let her find her spiritual place in this world. You focus on your spiritual place in this world. Find your peace. Find your balance. And by doing that, you set up an opening for her to come to you in a different way than exists right now. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, that's beautiful. Then that is your job for the next while, is to really take care of yourself and let go of attaching to her challenges. Let her find her own way and just send her love. And that's the greatest gift you can give her, my dear. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
You're very, very welcome. God bless you, dear.
Okay, well, thank you, Mary, for calling in. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling there, Mary.
Thank you.
Okay, bye now.
Bye.
Okay, Rocky, before we go to the next caller, I'm going to play another song. Remember, kid's choice. So let's sit back and enjoy.
The feeling inside, I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. But these things I do, see, I've forgotten them, they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, your eyes are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody, this is a song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is. Now you're in the world. Then again, no, or a girl who makes potions in a traveling show.
You know, Rocky, I absolutely love that song. Isn't that a wonderful song, wonderful words, what a wonderful voice.
Well, you know, it's a different version of Elton John's song, that's for sure. And isn't it wonderful that songs from the past keep getting recycled with the youth, so in some ways they connect to the music that we heard. Isn't it beautiful?
It is. You know, in that, you know, you just sparks something off. You know, my son came home from school. He was in a school play, and he said, "Dad, do you know this song?" I said, "What song is that, mate?" He said, "Oh, you wouldn't know it." He said, "It's called 'I'm Singing in the Rain.'" I said, "Yeah, of course I know that song." He said, "No, you don't." I said, "Yes, I do." He went, "Singer then." So I started singing, "I'm Singing in the Rain." And he went, "Huh? How do you know that?" And I said, "But it's been around for years." And it is, that you've been, you know, listening to these songs. They keep getting regenerated, and to me, it's perfect.
I got to tell you that my daughter and I shared, I have a large collection of videos from the 80s, 80s rock and roll, and that was my music. And to this day, she still very much enjoys it. And a lot of those songs are being redone now, too, in different ways. It is great how some of that older music is being recycled again because it's so good.
Yes. And you know, hopefully we'll have lots more of it to come, because you know, I think the days of the 60s, 70s, 80s were lovely music, and you know, some of the new artists coming up today do a wonderful job. But Rocky, let's go straight back to the phone lines. I know that we've got people on hold. It's been on hold for quite some time. Let's go to area code 305 and say hello to area code 305. Are you there with us?
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Can I take your name, please?
My name is Jennifer. My name is Jennifer.
Okay, Jennifer. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Miami, Florida.
Florida, wonderful. You know, it wasn't that long ago that I was in Florida, back in October of last year, which wasn't that long ago. But I'm coming back to the USA very soon, in maybe about 4 weeks' time. So if you find out where I'm going to be, send an email to Mike Davies, USA, number2@AOL.com, and find out where I'm going to be touring in the USA, and the hostess, Junie.
Oh, okay.
So that's Mike Davies, USA2@AOL.com. So Jennifer, what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, something was poking at me today to call somebody, and I kept hearing the word like fun and like past life reading, but I don't know if you do that. But I feel like there's some kind of message for me or something, you know. I don't know what's going on, but I kind of felt I just had to call today for, I guess, you know, for a message or a reading.
Okay, well, you know, I don't do with past lives. And what I do is, you know, connect to the spirit world, passed on from this life. And, you know, just want to come here to let you know that they are fine and well, and whatever they have come to say, then I will pass that on to you. And also with Rocky, with the inspirational words that Rocky gives you as well, it's absolutely perfect. So, Jennifer, I'm going to make a link to the spirit world there for you and see where we go. Is that okay for you?
Awesome.
Okay. Jennifer, let me start by talking to you about this lady that comes quite quickly into my vibration and into my awareness here. And as I'm aware of this lady, I believe that I need to say to you that a very long suffering with this lady, she makes me aware, okay? She makes me aware that she was quite a nice age. You know, whatever a nice age is to pass, I don't know, but quite a nice age, she tells me, of when she went home to the spirit world. And she makes me aware of being like my mid-70s of when she passed to the spirit world. She makes me aware to say to you that, you know, as I said, this long suffering, this being taken care of, she had the family around her, she had the support of her family, she tells me, and she had the support of all her friends around her as well. Now, I know that she makes me aware as well that, yes, she did lose a little bit of weight before she went on to the spirit world, but she keeps talking to me about that they all had to come and see me. Now, what she means by that, I believe that she, instead of going back and forth to the hospital, I feel that maybe medical people would have came to visit her rather than her going into the hospital all the time, because she talks about people came to make sure medically I was okay. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about.
Good, okay, because she stands right by the side of me here, and she says to me that she's been in your life quite a lot. Now,
mm-hmm.
would you understand that, Jennifer, of why I would say that you are feeling at the moment quite all out of sorts? It's not like you to be feeling lost. Is that right?
No. Well, yeah, it's right, but I was agreeing. I was agreeing with you.
Okay, good, okay. Because I know that she says to me, it's not like you to be lost and all out of sorts, and it's mm-hmm. not like you to be not sure of where, of what your next move is, because you are kind of the kind of person that likes to plan things in front
uh-huh.
of you. At the moment, you just don't have a plan. Does that make
no,
sense?
No, I don't. I'm kind of been going with the flow, and I kind of just, I mean, because so much has happened, so I'm like, I just keep asking today, like I said, something was poking at me to, like, you know, find somebody. I got to, like, I kept hearing, like, you know, we got to talk to you or something like that inside me. And I just keep asking myself, why are we here? What's next? What now? You know, like, it's just, I'm definitely static right now.
Okay, perfect. I don't mean perfect because it's static. It's perfect because I'm right. But I know that she makes me aware that, you know, it's not like you to be this way. You normally have a plan. You normally know exactly where you're going, and you normally know exactly what you're doing in life. But I feel as if I need to say here to you that, you know, you are intuitive yourself. You are aware of life after death yourself. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And you are aware of some abilities that you have to connect in some way, shape, or form to the spirit world yourself. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, I do, but I just don't know what I'm doing, if that makes sense.
See, because I know that I want to say that to you, see, because there's several ways of working, you know, as you would respect, you know, you have a clairaudience, clairsentience, clairvoyance, transparency.
Mm-hmm.
The list is endless, really, you know. And I'm blessed, and I thank my lucky stars every day to know that I'm able to work clairaudiently, clairsentently, clairvoyantly, which means I'm able to see, hear, and feel, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm being told to say to you that it's more of like feelings that you get. You pick up on the emotions, you pick up on people's emotions and how they feel, and do you understand of that?
Yes, absolutely.
And it's like as if it's been... I don't want to say shut off, because that's the wrong words, but would you understand that, why can't I pick up on people anymore?
Yes. I feel like I'm disconnecting somehow. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, because I know that's what this lady makes me aware of. Now, doesn't that just prove to you that she's with us? She's around my vibration?
Absolutely. I know that's my grandmother from my father's side.
Okay.
I know who she is.
Good, because she comes around, and I believe, see, when she was here, even though that she suffered for some time and everything else,
mm-hmm.
She always made you aware that no matter what, she would have always tried to do what was right for you. She would always try to give you the right advice, and she would have always liked to do what's right for you. Does that make sense there, Chair?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Now, see, this is what she's come to see me. She still wants to give you that good, solid advice at the moment, okay? Now, she says to me, follow your inner feelings. Now, I've always said your gut feelings. You understand you get lots of gut feelings?
Yes, I do, yeah.
I've always said that they're inspiration from the spirit world, okay? That inner feeling, that own inner tuition, it's where the spirit world inspires you, okay, Jennifer? So what I want to say to you is, follow your own inner tuition, and the spirit world is not going to take you far wrong. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, I do. I just want to know, like, what am I doing that I feel like I'm slipping away in a sense, you know? It's not just the feeling part that I get as well. I also get a lot of messages and dreams, and that's kind of diminished as well. And I'm like, am I doing something wrong? Am I not, you know, doing something right? And honestly, like, I really just don't know what it is. Like, you know what you are, you know what you have, your talents, and I kind of just, like, what am I just crazy, or is there actually something going on with me?
You know, I wouldn't say that you're crazy, far from the word, okay? And what I would say to you, that you are at a stage where you're developing your own inner ability. You're developing your psychic awareness, you're developing your spiritual awareness. You're finding your feet, okay? You're finding your pattern in life. And what I want to say to you, you know, when you start on one thing, let's look at this in a different way, okay? Because, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be a tutor of this for the last 15 years, and I love doing nothing more than tutoring. Now, as I said, let's look at it from a different way. You can lead a horse to water, can't you? But you can't make that horse drink the water. Is that right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Now, to lead you to water, let's say, hyphen the word water, I would give you things to encourage you to something. Now, if you look, the spirit world is giving you stuff to encourage you, okay, and now it's up to you to develop it,
mm-hmm.
okay, then you need to now develop it, and then it'll all come back of what you had, but tenfold. It'll come back a lot deeper, a lot more meaningful, and a lot more inspirational is the word I'm looking for. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. But how does one develop that? Like, how, like, simple. It's like, am I supposed to find my Yoda?
I can help her with that, Mike.
Okay, perfect, Rob. Let me just quick tie up there. Now, over here in the UK, I know that you don't have many of them there in the US, okay, and particularly around Florida. We have spiritualist churches, okay, where we would go and sit for development. Now, I know in the US, because I've been fortunate to have been there, you have lots of people that you can go to, like in a shop or a store, where they would offer a development class, okay? Now, maybe mm-hmm. like that would suit you, okay? But let me bring in Rocky, because I know Rocky has lots of... information there for you. So, Rocky?
Yes. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Hi, Rocky. I'm fine.
Hey, Jen, you sound quite young. How old are you?
31.
You're 31. Okay, Jen. Have you ever heard of the term indigos?
Indigos?
Indigo children.
Yes,
no,
I have.
Indigo children? Okay. I want to say that you're what we would refer to as an early indigo, and you have these gifts, and what I want to share with you is I'd like you, have you got a pen handy?
Now I do.
All right, I want you to write this down. I want you to go to www.spiritlibrary.com. And I want you to sign up for their daily information. And there are channelers from all over the world, and psychics and mediums and spiritual teachers from all over the world that send out information on this format. It's an absolutely fabulous format. It's more in the lines of what you're looking for, because you are, as Mike has been pointing out to you, you are a gifted woman, and I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to tell you something because you'll understand this, and so I'll just say this to you. There's a reason why you're feeling lost right now, and many of us, even myself, I felt lost for the last 2 weeks. So thank goodness for all these gifted people on the planet sharing this information on spiritlibrary.com, because what's happened is we're going through a number of full moons and different kinds of celestial activity that is really, really ramping up the energy on this planet to, I'll use the term, guide you rather efficiently to be who you are. And your question is who am I? And right now you feel lost. And I will say to you, the reason you feel lost is because you are literally being reprogrammed right now. So if you can imagine a computer, I'll use this analogy. Imagine a computer and you go in and you take the motherboard out. What is that computer mm-hmm. doing? Not a whole lot,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So what your, I'll use this term, your angels are going into you and they're pulling out your motherboard They're rewiring it, and they're going to put it back into you. And when it comes back into you, you're going to blossom like you don't even believe. And so the question is not what am I doing wrong. The question you should ask yourself is, what am I doing to just relax until this motherboard is ready?
Does that make sense to you?
So what I'm going to say to you is your gifts are very clear to you, and you have these great gifts, and they will become even more clear to you as long as you stay in a balanced place. And that's what's really important nowadays. It's really important to not try to make something happen or try to create something to force it. The universe is going to create it for you on its timeline, and all of us are going through this right now. All of us are going through this right now, a shift, a massive shift.
You said a word that kind of like struck a chord. You said balance. Like, I have to be in a place of balance, and I don't know if Mike maybe wants to jump in as well. Am I in a bad environment right now?
I'll let Mike handle that one.
Because that's something that I've been kind of wondering, if maybe where I am right now is not a good place for me, or if it is.
Mike, do you want to take that? Mike, are you there?
Yeah, sorry, Rocky, as I said.
Yeah.
Children, are you with me? I do apologize. Okay, sorry, I missed what you said, Rocky.
Okay. Jen, you want to say it again?
Yeah, he mentioned balance, and that's something that struck a chord with me. Right now, where I'm at right now, is that affecting me in a bad way? Or good, like, am I in a good place right now, or is my environment right now, like, not serving me well? Like, it's kind of toxic for me. Or am I in a good place right now? I'm just not accepting it.
I'd say it's more the fact of that you are in a good place at the moment, okay, because I am aware of that. It's a fact that you need to accept the gifts that surround you, okay, and learn how to use them. I wouldn't say that that's a bad place from the word, and please, don't get me wrong, far from the word of being in a bad place. It's just a place of accepting new things that's coming into your life, because it is a new thing. And, you know, look, even I'm the same. Change, I don't like change. And, you know, all weekend I've had change in my life, and I'm like, ugh. And, you know, even understanding what I understand, it's difficult to accept the change. But, you know, the minute you kick off your shoes, sit back and go, ayo, here I am, let's bring that change in, let's embrace it, then that's when things become different. And that's what I want to say to you, you know, let's embrace the difference. Let's bring that change in. And then, you know, you'll find your life. So your working life, or whatever you want to call it, with the spirit world will start to coincide hand in hand with what's around you. Because what's happening at the moment, it's like one thing is pulling you one way, another thing is pulling you another way, and you feel torn in different routes and different directions, which would make you feel as if you're in a bad place. Is that right?
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder if I made a mistake, you know, moving here and stuff. And
then let it be what's meant to be. Let's try and develop what we have, okay? And look, you know, if you can't find somewhere where to develop, there's always places like you can do a meditation, which is wonderful, okay, because that's a wonderful way. I did notice as well that Rocky, saying that you are young, 31, and yes, I may be young, but you must remember, I started working for the spirit world when I was just 17. I took my first demonstration of when I was 17. I'm 37 now, almost 38, and I'm still doing it to this day. And to me, it's what I'm meant to be doing. You know, my life still, as Mike Davis, still carries on. I still go out every day and go to work as a bricklayer. I'm still a dad. I'm still a partner. You know, all the other things that goes along with it. But it's all different areas of my life, and this is what you need to do. Keep charge of all the areas, because I feel it's a bit you, a bit there, a bit everywhere. That's the way your life is at the minute. And I believe I want to just bring it all together and put something else in the middle. Let the spirit world, you know, I always say, let them work their magic, because that's exactly what it is. It's magical. And allow them to do that.
Right.
Forward. So whatever this development, whatever it takes you, you do what you feel is right there, because I know that they are ready and are willing, I believe that you are a willing, maybe not, sorry, you are ready, but maybe not a willing. But let it work together. Let it coincide. You know, your dreams, you're having lots of weird dreams at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah.
And you're waking up all hours of the night, is that right?
Yes.
See, you know, they would give me information for hours upon hours with you, because I know that's exactly what they've come to do, is to give me all the information about your life to prove to you, look, you know, we are standing right by the side of you. We want to work with you. We want to do what's right by you. We want to see, you know, you must remember, we don't choose to be mediums or channels for the spirit world. The spirit chooses us to be a channel or a medium for them, because they know with their choice that they're making, that they're making the right choice. As I say, after almost 21 years, I'm still doing what I'm doing. So,
do you think the reason why maybe I heard the word fun, or that word has been in my mind all day, fun,
you know,
and is that what it is? Like, they just want me to kind of sit back and...
Most definitely. For me, Jennifer, okay, it has to be fun. And look, let's look at it another way. This is my third show today, my third radio show on three different stations. Yes, this is what I love. And this is my primarily one, because it's what I've built up over the last 3 years. But this is my third radio show today. And, you know, obviously it's meant for me to do these things in the right order for the way I'm doing. And I believe, as I said, the spirit world chooses us as the channels. Not we choose to be a channel for the spirit world. Maybe in our past life, maybe. I don't know. I don't deal with past lives. But this life, I believe I'm the job that I'm meant to be doing.
Yeah, I've always had a saying when people talk to me, I always say, like, my dreams choose me. I don't choose my dreams.
Can I just say one last thing to Jen?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, Jen, when we move to an area and it feels awkward and weird and feels out of sorts, spirit is guiding you there for a reason, and it's because you are sent to a place where your light is needed. You know, you're being sent with I'll call it a mission, and whatever that mission is, it will come clear to you. And definitely it's time for you to have fun. Have some fun. When you're in a place of having fun, all of these gifts flow much easier. There's no blockages. When you worry about things, when you doubt things, you create blockages, which ultimately means this energy has to fight to get through to you. So you are a natural gifted woman. And so as Mike said, simply allow these energies to just flow through you. Don't try to figure them out. That everything will come clear to you in your own natural spiritual state, okay?
Yep, and I'm going to try to master the block and walk.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Please do it. It's very important. It's very important, especially as a young woman. It's very important that you master that now. Good for you.
The block and walk. I'm going to master that.
Well, thank you.
I'm gonna try to master it.
Thank
you so much, guys.
If you want more information on it. Thank you. All right. If you want more information, contact me on my Facebook page.
Okay, wonderful.
Perfect. Jennifer, I want to add just one more
thing. Okay, thank you.
Jennifer, I just want to add one more thing in there before you do go. I've always said, and as I said, I've been fortunate to teach this for 15 years. I've always said, it's when the student is ready, the master will appear. And always remember that.
Okay.
It's not the tutor will find you. When you are ready, the master will appear. Jennifer, I want to thank you dearly for calling in. And please
don't forget,
download a copy of that reading in the archives. I know that you know how to do it in Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. I think I muted my mic then. That's silly of me. Rocky, doesn't time just fly when we're having fun?
Oh, it's amazing. I can't believe 2 hours has come and gone already. It's amazing.
It just goes so fast. It really does. Rocky, give us your Facebook page again.
Yes, my Facebook page is Empower Me with 2 be free. Empower me to be free. Feel free to contact me there. I have lots of information to share with you, and I will do a free consultation with you. So I'm privileged to have that opportunity through Mike here, and I thank you again, Mike, and your lovely bride-to-be, Carrie. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
You know, the pleasure is all mine and Kelly's. I know that Kelly's been working hard all evening, posting your link in the chat room to the Facebook page there. Rocky, again, you know, I can't thank you enough for stepping in, and particularly at the last moment tonight. So thank you very much.
My pleasure. Anytime, Mike. Anytime. I really enjoy doing this show with you. It's a real treat to work with you.
Well, thank you very much. That it means a lot to me, Rocky. It really does. So thank you very much. Before we do close the show, remember you can always contact me via my Facebook, because now my Facebook pages are locked. Wow, isn't that amazing? I've been locked out of Facebook for the last couple of days. Don't know why. Maybe it's just changed. Who knows? But you can contact me through my Facebook page, which is Mike Davis Medium. You can find out where I am going to be touring the USA in just about 4 weeks. If you send an email to Mike Davies, and I'm saying Davies even though it's Davis, because I know in the USA, because it's spelled with an E, it's Mike Davies. I've got to get used to that. So it's MikeDavies, USA, the number 2, at AOL.com. Send an email to that, which is Mike Davies, USA, at AOL.com, and find out where I'm going to be touring the USA. For me, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm, or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.